faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Yes, it's Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with amazing physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Today, Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, is seated in his office at the Daily Planet, trying desperately to unravel the mystery of Jimmy Olsen's and young Tony Amato's disappearances, when the sudden ringing of the telephone snaps him out of his reverie.
Hello?
Clark, this is Lois.
Oh.
Your hunch was a good one. I think I'm onto something.
You mean you picked up a lead to Jim and Tony?
Could be.
Wonderful, Lois. I'll come right out to the warehouse.
No, don't do that, Clark. You won't be recognized, and that'll spoil everything.
Well,
stay right where you are until you hear from me again.
But you're in great danger, Lois.
Don't worry. Nobody knows who I am. I've got to get back on the job now.
I'm coming right up.
Stay right where you are until I call you again, Clark. And then maybe you'll have to come out here as fast as you can.
Stand by now for the Superman Hidden Word Contest. First, let me repeat the prizes that are waiting for you. 1,000 of them. There are 250 boxes of Fleer's Double Bubble Gum and 250 boxes of Baby Ruth Candy Bars. Also, 250 one-year subscriptions to the Superman comic magazine. In addition, you can win one of 25 genuine Superman wristwatches or 25 Superman phonograph record albums. What's more, there are 25 handsome corduroy jackets and 25 sweaters made by Foster, 25 good-looking waterproof jackets made by Mayfair, and 25 rugged sweatshirts made by Norwich, all of them bearing the Superman insignia in colorful design. Then, too, there are 25 Superman leather belts made by Pioneer, and 25 Superman school bags made by Duratec. And last but not least, 50 entertaining Superman movie viewer sets made by Acme Plastics. Added all together, that makes 1,000 prizes ready, in fact, waiting to be shipped to 1,000 lucky winners. You may be one of them, so don't fail to try for one or more of these swell prizes. Now, here's how you play the Superman Hidden Word game. For 5 days, there will be 5 hidden words somewhere in the Superman program. The 5 hidden words make up a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. All you have to do is find the 5 hidden words. Write them down on a postcard or in a letter, together with a short sentence, telling us what you think the quotation means. And you're on your way to winning a prize. That's all there is to it. We gave you the first hidden word on Friday, the second one on Monday, and the third one yesterday. The fourth word will be hidden somewhere at the end of today's Superman program. So be sure to listen for it.
And now, the adventures of Superman. First, Tony Amato, a young refugee boy, disappeared under mysterious circumstances. Then a watchman in the wholesale grocery warehouse where Tony had been employed was murdered, just as he was about to tell Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen what had happened to Tony. And then, Jimmy disappeared. Superman, disguised as reporter Clark Kent, learned that a man whose name or nickname was Monk was involved in what had happened. And he suggested to Lois Lane that she obtain a job in the grocery warehouse and try to discover Monk's real identity. Meanwhile, Monk and two other men brought Jimmy to the 3-story garage of the Metropolis Trucking Company, where the boss, a man called Diamonds, decided that Jimmy must be done away with. Then Jimmy was pushed into a small office, and when the door was locked behind him, he found Tony Amato. From the young refugee boy, he learned the answer to the mystery. Listen.
Holy smokes, Tony. You mean this guy Diamonds and Monk are black marketeers?
The worst kind, Jim. You know how the people in Metropolis have been giving money to buy food packages for the hungry children in Europe? Children like my brother in the oil country?
Oh, sure. I chipped in all I could, and everybody I know did the same.
Yes. Well, the organization turns over the money to the Brigham Wholesale Grocery Company. Mr. Brigham has the food packages made up and shipped.
I know that, but...
Diamonds' trucks pick up the food packages at the Brigham's warehouse and deliver them to the boats. Well, I didn't find out exactly how they do it yet, but the food packages never get to the hungry children in Europe.
They don't?
No. They are delivered to Diamond's black market gang over there, and they sell them.
What? Sell them?
That's right. My brother over there wrote to me that he and my sisters are starving because the only way they can get a food package is to pay lots of money for one.
Why, that's the dirtiest trick I ever heard of. Stealing food for hungry kids and selling it. Look at Tony. Why didn't you come to me when you got that letter? You were working with me on the school campaign to raise money for food. I could have...
I did try to see you, Jim, but you were sick.
Oh.
So I went to see Mr. Brigham. I worked for him after school, you know.
Yeah. Oh, look. Is he one of the black market gang?
I do not know. He was too busy to see me, too. So I told Roy Hansen, my boss in the shipping room, I was going to the police station to tell the police.
Yeah?
Well, on the way, Monk and another guy grabbed me.
Uh-oh. I'll bet that guy Hansen is part of the gang. And he tipped Monk off that you were going to spill to the police.
Perhaps. Monk brought me here to Diamond's. And they kept beating me and beating me until I broke down and wrote that letter.
Letter? What letter?
It is a letter to my brother in Europe, telling him to write to the organization for feeding hungry children and to say thanks for all the free food packages he received.
Why the dirty... And you wrote it?
What else could I do, Jim? I held out as long as I could, but they kept beating me. They almost killed me.
Those dirty crooks. Crooks and murderers, that's what they are. Look, Tony, we've got to get out of here some way.
Yes, but how?
I don't know, but we've got to find some way.
Hey, Rick!
Careful. Here comes Monk now. What will we do?
Quiet, Tony.
Diamond says for you to stick around here and keep an eye on them kids. I'm going to Brigham's warehouse for the shipment. Then I'll stop back here and pick them up.
Pick us up?
What for? They're going to send them on a little boat ride. A one-way boat ride. See you later, Rick.
A one-way boat ride? What does he mean, Jim?
He means... Well, it's curtains for us, Tony.
Meanwhile, at a long table in Brigham's wholesale grocery warehouse, Lois Lane stands with many other girls packing food cartons. Unobtrusively, the girl reporter has shifted her position several times, chatting with different girls in an effort to trace the mysterious man known as Monk. Now, as noon approaches, she is working beside a girl named Gladys.
Gee, this is a swell job, Gladys.
Yeah? What's so swell about it?
Well, knowing that all the food we pack goes to hungry children in Europe.
Oh. Yeah, you're right, Lois. You know, packing and packing all the time, sometimes I forget about them poor kids.
Poor kids is right. You know, doing this, I feel as if I'm helping them. And I'm glad Monk told me about this job.
Who told you?
A fellow named Monk. I met him at a dance. He told me there was a job open here.
Do you know him? Uh-uh. He worked here?
Well, I thought he did. I haven't seen him around.
Oh, well, Francine would know. She's been here for years. Hey, Francine.
Yeah?
Does a fellow named Monk work here?
Never heard of him. Try the zoo.
Try the zoo. She's a card, that Francine, ain't she?
Yes.
Well, I guess your boyfriend don't work here, Lois.
No, I guess not. What's that?
Noon whistle. Lunchtime. Did you bring your lunch?
Why, no, I...
Well, I can give you a sandwich. Come on.
Oh, no, Gladys. I'll go out and buy lunch.
Don't be ridiculous. I can spare a sandwich. Come on down to the shipping room with me. I promised to tell Roy Hansen, he's the foreman, if I'd go to the movies with him tonight.
Well,
oh, come on. It'll only take a minute. There's Roy. Come on, Lois.
No, I'll wait here for you, Gladys.
No, come on over. I want to introduce you.
Well, all right.
Hey, handsome?
Which one is Roy?
The tall fella over there with the blonde hair. See? He's talking to the truck driver.
Oh. Yes, he is handsome.
We just started going again. Hi, Roy.
Hi, Gladys. Be with you in a minute.
Okay. Let's wait here, Lois.
Well, I guess that makes it, Monk.
Monk! What'd you say, Lois?
I guess so, Roy.
Nothing.
I'll be shoving off.
See you tonight.
Yeah, I'll be there. So long.
So long.
Metropolis Trucking and Shipping Company.
What?
What? I've got to leave you, Gladys.
Wait, here's Roy. Hey, Roy, I want you to meet a new girl here. Lois.
Hiya, Lois.
How do you do? I'm terribly sorry, but I just remembered I've got to call my mother.
Hey, wait.
I'll see you both later, Gladys.
I guess I scared your friend, Gladys.
Well, that's funny. She told me before she didn't have a mother.
She did?
Yeah. And now she said she's got to call up her mother.
That's funny. Hey, look, you say she's new here?
Yeah, she just started work today.
What else did she tell you?
Oh, nothing. Oh, yeah, she said somebody named Monk sent her here.
Monk?
Yeah. She was asking all the girls if they knew him.
Well, I'll be. Monk! Hey, Monk, wait, Monk!
Rushing away from the surprised Gladys, Roy Hansen shouts to Monk, who is starting away in his huge trailer truck. What will happen now? We'll be back in a moment for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
All right, now, get ready for the fourth hidden word in the Superman contest game. The game with 1,000 prizes. This time it's a word of 7 letters, beginning with the letter C. That's A, B, C. The letter C. And here is Superman himself to give you a message in which he will repeat the fourth hidden word twice. Listen carefully. Go ahead, Superman.
The Superman hidden word contest game was created so that all of our listeners could have some fun finding the hidden words and winning one or more of the 1,000 prizes. It was created for you, and we hope you like it.
Thank you, Superman. Did you find the fourth hidden word? It began with the letter C and was a word of 7 letters. And here's another hint. It's the past tense of a word that means to make. If you found it, you should now have 4 hidden words. Tomorrow we'll give you the 5th and last. The contest ends tomorrow, so don't miss it. You must get the last word to enter. Here are the simple contest rules. Find all 5 words that make up a quotation from the Declaration of Independence. Send the quotation in with a short note telling us what the quotation means to you. We'll tell you where to send it at the end of the contest tomorrow. The 1,000 prizes will be awarded to those who find the 5 hidden words and who send in the best and most sincere meaning of the quotation. The decision of the judges will be final, and duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. Anyone can enter the contest except employees of Superman or the Mutual Network, and no box stop or entry fee is required. You can also ask anyone to help you, but be sure to listen tomorrow for the 5th hidden word. Until then, good luck.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman. After learning the identity of the mysterious Monk, Lois Lane hurried from the grocery warehouse to a small drugstore a block away. Unaware that she has aroused the suspicion of the warehouse shipping foreman, the girl reporter has entered a phone booth and called Clark Kent at the Daily Planet.
Listen, Clark, I found Monk. I just saw him.
You have?
Yes, we've got
to... Wait a minute, where is he?
He just left the warehouse, Clark, but
yes,
we've
ma'am.
Got... Clark, please stop interrupting. I haven't got much time. Now, listen. I'm going to grab a cab and go straight to police headquarters. You meet me there, will you?
Sure, but look, Lois...
I'll see you in Inspector Henderson's office in 20 minutes, and I'll tell you everything then. Goodbye. That one's occupied. Oh, dear, it seems as if there's nothing but trucks in this neighborhood.
Taxi! Taxi! Taxi!
You're looking for a taxi, lady?
Why, yes. Monk!
Yeah, that's me.
Okay, guys, grab it.
No, let me go!
Struggling, Lois Lane is seized by Monk and his 2 companions and dragged into the huge trailer truck. And at once, the heavy vehicle roars swiftly up the street, turns a corner, and disappears. Now, Lois, who had just anticipated capturing Monk and rescuing Jimmy Olsen and young Tony Amato, has instead herself been captured by the Black Marketeer. With Clark Kent, who is Superman, waiting for Lois at this moment in police headquarters, unaware of this latest development, what will happen to the girl reporter? And to Jimmy and Tony, who have been condemned by the Black Marketeers to take a one-way boat ride. Tomorrow's exciting episode is packed with thrills, fellows and girls, so be sure to listen. Tune in, same time, same station, for Chapter 9 of Hunger Incorporated on The Adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics Magazine and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.